Our last article this month pays tribute to a great American icon, American cheerleaders. If you thought that cheerleading was all girls, glitter and pom-poms, then think again. A multi-million dollar business and competitive sport, cheerleading has come a long way from its humble origins. Indeed, it could soon make its debut at the Olympic Games.
How it began. The first ever cheerleader, Johnny Campbell of the University of Minnesota, led the following chant. Rah, 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 ski-uma, hoorah, hoorah, Minnesota! Nobody knows what this means, but his team won the game. From that day in 1898, cheerleading slowly spread to schools and universities all over America. Contrary to the image we have today, cheerleading squads were originally all male. Women got their chance during the Second World War with the introduction of mixed squads. Today, 90% of cheerleaders are female.
A profitable business. Modern cheerleading is largely the invention of one man, Lawrence Herkimer. A Texan university teacher and cheerleading coach, Herkimer is famed for inventing the Herky, his signature jump. In 1948, he borrowed $600 to create the first cheerleader summer camp. From an original 53 participants, it grew into a network of camps with 1,500 teachers and tens of thousands of students each summer. He also patented the pom-pom, his idea for making cheerleading more visual. By the time he sold his company in 1986, his $600 idea was worth $20 million. Today, cheerleading involves 3.7 million young people in the US alone, while Varsity, the leading supplier of uniforms and pom-poms, has a turnover of around $300 million per year.
Presidential cheerleaders. People who sneer at cheerleaders should pay more attention to the second part of the word, leaders. No fewer than four notable American presidents of recent decades have been cheerleaders: Franklin Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush. Before his macho performance as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. military during the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, George W. Bush led his cheerleader squad at school in Massachusetts, wearing a short white skirt and blonde wig.
Glamour Girls. In the early 1970s, one squad took cheerleading in a whole new direction. Attached to the Dallas Cowboys football team, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were chosen for their physical attractiveness, wore revealing crop tops and tiny shorts, and introduced disco dancing to their routines. They soon became a national sensation, and their style was copied by other cheerleading teams. But despite starring on magazine covers, the reality of life as a Cowboys cheerleader was far from glamorous. They were paid just $14.72 per game after taxes. Today, the average figure is only around $100, and had to rehearse for 5 hours a night, 5 nights a week. Missing more than one rehearsal meant instant dismissal, and despite their sexy image, they were not allowed to go to parties or be seen in the presence of alcohol.
Extreme risks. In recent times, cheerleading has evolved into a competitive activity with its own championships. Obsessive competition has resulted in squads' routines becoming progressively more gymnastic and extreme. According to the Washington Post, cheerleading is responsible for more than half of catastrophic injuries to female athletes. These include skull fractures, spine injuries, concussions, paralysis, and even death. Head injuries account for more than 36% of cheerleading injuries. In 2006, growing public concern about the risks of the activity was crystallized when a certain Christy Yamaoka was shown being carried off by medics with a fractured spine, yet still performing.
Olympic ambitions. Increasingly, cheerleading doesn't include any cheering. In the world of competition, the top squads are not connected to any school or team, so there is no one to cheer for. There is only the routine. And ironically, an activity that existed to support sports teams now wants to be recognised as a sport in its own right. Already, it has spread far around the globe, with 107 federations represented at the World Championships, including countries as distant as Burundi and Kyrgyzstan. And it has at last been given provisional recognition by the International Olympic Committee, with a view to introducing it at a future Games.